Okay, that's a side two. One or two things I thought of. Today, Duchess, Betty called me and asked me if I would like to accept a job in Virginia, Fort Eustis, Virginia. I said to her that I would be interested. It would be a GS-9, Duchess, which is lower than I am now, but I wouldn't lose money, see, because I'd be a nine step, oh, I don't know, five or six or something like that. And I said I would be interested, but I would like to know if I could get employment through my mid-level test that I took. See, Betty has sent to USERPAC, which is Hawaii, that's the Pacific Command, telling them that I will be terminating a five-year contract this year, but I will be terminating in the summer because I want to be home in the summer. And are there any jobs available since I passed this test and all? Anyway, I told her I would be interested, but I definitely wanted at least 30 days home, minimum. And now I'm a little sorry I told her that, Duchess, because I really don't think I want to go, one, to a GS-9, which I don't mind, but not in service club work. I really think I'd like to get out of service clubs. This would just be a club director's job, and it would be very easy for me. And so it wouldn't be that much of a challenge. I think I would be bored inside of 3 months. So perhaps I'll call her on that tomorrow. I don't know, or I might wait and see what happens. But anyway, so many things were happening today. Something might come through for me as far as a job. I really don't care, Duchess, because I don't mean to sound arrogant about it or unconcerned. I am. But I think that if I came home and had July and August home, I'm very tired. My mind is, you know, has a lot in it. And get myself stationary and then decide where I might be interested in working. And then take my time about finding a job. The thought of even going to work when I get home right away is very upsetting, because I just need time not to work. And so I really am not going to get excited if I don't get a job. Of course, if somebody has a good job and lets me have the time, you know, even if it was 6 weeks home, then it would be great. But I don't think that I'd have that much trouble getting any type of job or something I could. I'm not opposed to trying something new, see. And I'd rather get out of the service club, special services altogether, because I think that's kind of rinky-dink at this point. And I don't think the States is any better. See, I've learned a job now that just it's lost its challenge. Anyway, so that's what happened. And what else was I going to tell you? Oh, when I get home, I have to, as soon as I get the correct address of the dealer, which I won't get for another month, I have to write and ask them to get me plates, car license plates for my car. One thing you might do, Duchess, is just kind of inquire around as to a good insurance company. Maybe George Marmo might be able to assist. I might check something with the federal government. You know, they have federal employees insurance, but of course I won't be working for the government. See, once I leave here, I'm Finney Special Services, Finney Federal Government. I don't think I would be eligible. Anyway, I will have to get insurance on the car. I got a lot of things to do when I get home. I have to go to the dentist. I haven't been since I've been home. Jeez. And I have to get my income tax done. I must get those. I haven't paid income tax or filed for income tax in 2 years. Oh, boy. Wow. Seems to me there were several other things. I don't know. John Newcomb, you know, the lieutenant I work with, he worked at Fort Dix, and he has a very good friend there. John is quite sure he could get me a job at Fort Dix in Special Services. He would give me a high recommendation from here if I want it. And I told him to write to his friend and tell him I might stop in and see him. But I just, am just not keen on going into service clubs, Duchess. No way. I should have told Bay that today. I had a very bad line. I could hardly hear her, and I said, okay, check it out, you know. But I basically am not interested in it. So, what else do I have to do? Oh, I got so excited when I made a decision and picked a date to come home that you can't believe it. I tell you, I've been up for 2 nights. It's terrible. I still have 77 days. Now I'm counting every day. Once I get my orders, I will know exactly what date. Now, in other words, I have to put the paperwork in, but I won't get them for, another 6 weeks or more than that even. Let's see, they won't get them out. Oh, what am I saying? I won't get those for another 2 months. I didn't even put them in yet. They won't take them too far in advance. So, how about that, Duchess? No later than June 25th. That's a Friday. Now, I'll tell you something. Now, pay attention, because there are a couple things. One, if that isn't a good date for one reason or another, Duchess, or a time, I could be flexible and, you know, if you'd rather I came home on the 24th or 23rd, I could ask for them. I have not put my papers in. I won't be able to put them in for a couple of weeks yet, I don't think. It's a little early. What was I going to ask you? Check the PaySex catalog, Duchess. I must mail this week or next, you know, if I'm to get it in time. Some things come in 2 or 3 weeks. Other things take 2 months. I sent an order in just a few days ago. I got a ginger jar lamp and shade. And I got the smoky vase that you asked or mentioned. You didn't tell me which one. There are several. I picked one. I've got to do these things quickly now. And what else? I got something else. Anyway, there are several other items I would like to order, and I must do that this weekend. And so if you want anything out of that catalog, please sit down and do it, you know, right away. Write me, tell me what page, or write the stock number or something so I know just what you want, and send it to me, and I will send for it while I'm here. That's important, Duchess, because if you wait too long, this stuff is never going to get here in time to get in my whole baggage. I'm telling you, I'm getting very excited. I've got 3 months almost yet. Well, not quite, but 2 months and 3 weeks anyway. But there's so many things you do have to do. When I go to Hawaii in May, I will not plan on buying anything. Hawaii doesn't offer a great deal. I just want to tour around a little bit and do a little swimming or whatever. Let's see. Oh, one other thing that happened a few days ago. I got my candlesticks. I had left them in Bangkok because they didn't have, they only had one pair there, and I didn't think it was particularly nice. Anyway, they sent me another pair, but the wood is chipped on the bottom. It hasn't come off yet, but I think maybe I can glue it. I don't know. Anyway, I have wooden candles. You mentioned those wooden candles, and they're small. I think those candlesticks in the PaySex, Duchess, are very nice. I might just order some more brass candles. I think they're nice gifts. I don't know. I keep thinking of the crates arriving in the driveway. And I thought I wouldn't have too many things going home this time, you know, but I forgot I have 2 rooms. I have this room, and I have a room at Long Bin, and I've got those salad bowls and a couple of footlockers there and suitcases here. Another thing, Duchess, what about this refrigerator? Do you think I should bring it home? Because it's about 3 feet high and 2.5 feet wide. And I don't know, 2.5 feet long, I guess. Anyway, and it's a avocado green. Should I sell it? I have an offer. Somebody wants to buy it. Well, I knew I would. I mean, they're not hard to sell over here. But, or do you think we should have another small refrigerator at home? I can ship it home with no cost, you know. What do you think? Whatever you think, I'll do, because I don't know where anything's going either. And then I have my sun chair. That has to get... I'll have to make two shipments, one from here and one from Long Bend, I guess. I don't know, unless I lug all this stuff with me down Long Bend again. I haven't got that much at Long Bend. Oh, yeah, I got that painting, too, right. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm very excited. I'm sure you can tell by my voice. Now I'm anxious to go, Duchess. Once I make a decision to do something, I haven't got the patience, and I still have 77 days, and that's a lot of time. And I'm already packing, at least in my mind, mentally, you know, I'm going through the steps of everything that has to be done. I must get that insurance, though, to drive that car. That's important. I don't want to be on the road. Oh, and I'm excited about the car, to say the least. I hope you get a chance to look at it. I could send you pictures myself now. I've managed to get a lot of articles. And anyway, wow. This is running out. I didn't get to tell you too many things, but I think you, I have covered the main important things. And I was glad to get your letter, Duchess. Thanks for all the information. And, oh, my brother's birthday is next Thursday. Would you wish him a happy birthday for me on the 15th? Right. That's all. Take care, Duchess. this thing's not running out. I'm trying to think before I stop it. Just a second. Duchess, I couldn't think of another thing. I was trying to think if there was anything I had to tell you at this time. I think I've covered it all. So, just let me know. Check over the Paysex, and if there's something there, now is the time.